Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's May 21st, 2026, and we're here to break down the week's biggest tech stories. I'm Alex, your resident data nerd, and as always, I'm joined by Sarah, who keeps me honest and occasionally on my toes.
Hey everyone, I'm here to ask the questions you're probably thinking and maybe a few you're not. Alex, I hope you brought your A game because this week's database news is spicy.
Oh, absolutely. Let's dive right in. The first story that caught my eye is the release of Valky 9.1. For those who haven't been following, Valky is the open source fork of Redis, and it's now officially backed by the Linux Foundation and some major cloud players.
Wait, so is this just another Me Too project, or is Valky actually shaking things up?
That's the fascinating part. Valky 9.1 isn't just keeping pace, it's introducing major features like standalone Lua scripting and advanced multi-tenant security. For developers who need high-performance, in-memory databases but want to avoid restrictive licenses, this is a game-changer.
So, if I'm a developer who got nervous when Redis changed its license, Valky is basically saying, come on over, we've got you covered, and maybe even better features.
Exactly. And the industry support is huge. The rapid adoption signals a real shift toward open, collaborative development in the NoSQL space. Consider the implications. We're seeing a new era where community-driven projects can move faster and innovate more freely than ever before.
Listeners, what do you think? Would you trust your real-time data to a new fork? Or do you stick with the tried and true? Let us know.
Speaking of real-time data, Amazon Aurora DSQL just rolled out a preview of Changed Data Capture, CDC for short. This lets you stream database changes directly into Amazon Kinesis, which is a big deal for anyone building modern data pipelines.
Okay, but isn't CDC old news? Why should we care about Aurora doing it now?
Here's what's really going on. Aurora's CDC is designed to be seamless and low impact. You get real-time analytics and event-driven workflows without bogging down your main database. For data engineers, this means you can finally bridge the gap between transactional systems and streaming analytics without duct tape and hope.
So, if I'm running a business and want to react instantly to what's happening in my database, like flagging fraud or updating dashboards, this makes it way easier.
Precisely. And it's another sign that AWS is positioning Aurora as the backbone for real-time architectures in 2026. If you're building anything that needs to be responsive and data-driven, this is a feature to watch.
Let's switch gears. Informatica, now part of Salesforce, just launched headless data services for AI. Alex, I know you love a good API, but what's the big deal here?
The big deal is that developers and AI agents can now access enterprise-grade data management tools directly via APIs. No more clunky GUIs. This means you can embed data governance, integration, and quality controls right into your AI workflows.
So less clicking around, more automation, and, dare I say, fewer headaches for data teams.
Absolutely. And with the new Unified Agent and Context Catalog, organizations can govern both their data and their AI agents together. That's a huge leap for secure, scalable, and AI-ready infrastructure. Consider the implications. Faster AI deployment, less manual integration, and a new standard for trust in enterprise AI.
I love it when the robots do the boring stuff for us. But let's talk about something a little more controversial, the open-source Postgres operator debate. Percona is calling out crunchy data over licensing and support changes. What's at stake here?
This is about more than just features. It's about long-term flexibility and avoiding vendor lock-in. Percona is urging Kubernetes users to prioritize truly open-source solutions, especially as crunchy data's recent moves have raised eyebrows.
Translation: if you're running Postgres on Kubernetes, you need to read the fine print, or you might find yourself stuck with a bill or a support gap you didn't expect.
Exactly. The broader trend here is that practitioners need to scrutinize not just what a tool does, but how it's licensed. It's a reminder that openness and independence are just as important as shiny new features.
Listeners, have you ever been burned by a licensing change? Share your war stories. We know you have them.
Last but not least, AWS RDS for Oracle now supports the latest M8i and R8i instance classes with license included. This is a big win for enterprises running Oracle Standard Edition in the cloud.
Wait, so you don't need to bring your own Oracle license anymore? That sounds almost too easy.
That's the point. Now, organizations can run Oracle on cutting-edge Intel hardware with improved performance and scalability without the headache of managing licenses. It streamlines cloud adoption and makes migrations much faster.
why it matters. If you're a company that's been dragging your feet on modernizing Oracle workloads, this removes a huge barrier. More performance, less paperwork. What's not to love?
Exactly. It's all about making the cloud more accessible and reducing friction for practitioners.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's Database Deep Dive. As always, we want to hear from you. What stories are you watching, and how are these changes affecting your work?
Thanks for tuning in to VASPR today. We'll be back next week with more insights, debates, and maybe a few friendly arguments. Until then, keep questioning, keep building, and stay curious.
See you next time.